Beloved Babaji, today, while laying down under a tree, with the sunlight warming my body, I was flooded by an immense feeling of gratitude. I was able to see all the beauty and all the truth that is happening in my life, more and more. I cried tears of gratitude for being able to live under your grace. All that I am today is by your grace. Thank you for making this possible in my life. I will never be able to thank you enough. I love you, Toshan. That's what I want to teach you. Gratitude, beauty, bliss. And that's why normally people in the world is so dry, so sad, so confused, because they have lost any contact with that which is sacred. And then life is just material. They have forgotten the spiritual dimension. And that's what I want to remind you about, to connect you with again. The beauty, the joy, the gratitude, the bliss. So when you feel that, it's a sign that you've been touched. Touched by something that is beyond any teaching or any word. This immense gratitude is just a sign that you have felt what the masters are talking about, what they are there for, what they are trying to express. Be happy. Where is Kid? Kid. You are Kid? Kadir. Beloved Baba, will you have me as your disciple? All my love. Kid.
Kadir.
Kadir. Where you get this name?
It's the first book I bought on Osho. Mojut, the life of a Sufi mystic. And so I made Siddhartha a sannyasin, made him my master, and one morning he woke me up and he says, "What's this in your bed?" I said, "It's Mojut, the life of a Sufi mystic." He says, "Ah, this must be saying something about your life, because the first you get on Osho, that's your path." So I kept on reading the book. And because of Osho, I found you.
How did you find me?
Through Osho.
Through Osho?
Yeah. Because Osho was not in his body anymore. I was, because of Siddhartha, I was, you know, the path, I
mm.
was reading Osho. So a dangerous man. This time I came back from another meeting with sannyasis, and I looked on YouTube, and then I saw you. I go click. And you were sitting on, you were much younger then. Oh, you were so much younger then.
Have you been doing this so long already?
Then this nut fell on your tree and you're telling about this, this experience of samadhi.
When I was sitting in Osho's garden.
Yes. And I said, what more about this man I want, because he won. And then I got to Mavla Garden. The second I saw you is on, in Mavla Garden, where you speak about the master. And I said, when this man, you know, what I fear for Osho, I need to go and see this man. This is why. So here I am.
Yeah, you are.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome. Where you come from?
The Netherlands.
P.S. I have found you in the body. The masters I have found, they were without the body. With you it is a bit the same thing. I feel your presence more than ever when your body is not seen. It is a nice thing for my mind, as my mind wants the body. Thank you, Baba. Thank you, beloved master. It's definitely the best to have the master in the body. Beloved soul, thank you for loving me. It is delightful and magical to know that I'm loved. I never believed it could be possible. Isn't it amazing we go through life like that? Just so you know, soul, I love you. The fact that you managed to sneak into my heart is totally unbelievable. I know, but I do unbelievable things sometimes. Did you go the back door? No, I came down the pipe. That's how far I have to go sometimes. Even if I get full of soot, I will find a way. Did you use some kind of magic spell? I think maybe I know, because in satsang last summer you said these words. Even when God looks straight into your eyes and says, I love you, you think about what you're gonna have for dinner. How stupid can one get? You took notice of that. When you said that, absolutely everything was standing still for a while. You really hit the coin. At that very moment, the sun came into me, and I had never been so happy to be called stupid. It was as if I got the holy secret gift, as if I got pregnant with love itself. These words have grown and grown and became bigger and bigger, completely indescribable. I love you, I love you, is the song that goes on inside me, and my gratitude has no words. Since 1985, I have had one wish, stronger than any other, and that has been to receive mercy by God. And I really feel in my Vishranti heart that I have received that. No, it also feels I have been given wings of love. This, you have to have this one wish, not even a wish, but the desire to receive the mercy by God. Otherwise, people have so many wishes and so many desires. That's why they never get the real thing. They only wish for false things, for unnecessary things, for dreams, for fantasies, for illusions. As soon as you start tuning into what is really important, then you will get heard also. Recently, I had a strange experience. I was sitting outside in the sun, feeling its warmth, and suddenly you were there so clearly, in a golden shimmer, and I became completely calm. I stretched my arm out to touch you, but there was no arm there. And when I looked down at my body, it was not there either. Impossible to find words for this experience. Everything and nothing. That is how it is. We are here and we are not here. That's the mystery. Thank you, Swaha, my Lord. Thank you, Swamini, for the song you sang me in 1995. Thank you, everybody at Dharma Mountain, for welcoming me with open arms when I moved to Herdalen in the fall of 2012. You moved here, you live here now. Very good. It's a new chapter. Thanks to all who are present here now. My whole new family, who is providing everything in all ways, so that I and all the other lucky ones may taste the heavenly manna from our Master. We are the lucky ones because we are blessed with the living Master. Thank you, Swaha, for having found my heart clean enough for you to reside in. For all my love to you from Vishranti. Let this beautiful sacred love that you have come across, let it go deeper and deeper so it becomes pure compassion. And support whatever you can here to make this place more and more beautiful. That's the best way to give back.
Yes.
Where's Ravi? How is it going, Ravi?
Fine.
Fine?
Yes.
Hello, Swara. Today I took a very deep pool of what you called nectar. Everything seemed so soft and peaceful. At one side, the satsang, and the other side, the last session of relating from the heart. It was so great, exactly what I was longing for. Now I want to ask you something. You spoke about devotion and being total. Does it mean that there is only one way, doing the whole daily program as conscious and total as I can? Because I want to do another way. I want to trust my feeling. And in the last week, there was often the point where I really like to do something else. For example, I missed the silent sitting because I was sitting on a terrace and felt incredibly comfortable listening to the wind. It was really a concert of the wind. The sun was shining. I felt like a Buddha, and I can't imagine a place to have more quietness, peace, joy, and awareness than of the nature. So I missed the silent sitting and had my own silent sitting in the sun. So I'm really happy with that. To respond to the moment and look what I want to do. There is only this thing that I'm not total in being in the meditations. Please say something about that. Love and greetings, Ravi. Meditation should be 24 hours a day. And all these meditations is just a hint to get you into yourself, no? All the meditation. Meditation is not anything with the technique. So if you sit and feel like the Buddha and are so peaceful, then why do any technique? Why do any meditation? But be aware of your own mind also. Because you says, because I want to do another way, I want to trust my feeling. But feeling comes also is just the deeper layer of the mind. So you can feel that, oh, I don't feel like going to dynamic meditation because it's 6 o'clock in the morning. No? That is just your mind that is responding like a feeling. No, I'm so tired. No, I don't want to go to any sharing because, no, I don't want to see anybody. That is just the poop out of the mind. So only you can decide this, but everybody on this search will have to go through that stage. Because the mind will always want to hold you back, not to get involved. And everything here is made to help you. So that is totally up to you. It's a free I don't have any rules. I don't even have any teachings. What to say about any rules? It's totally up to you. But you have to be true to yourself. Because when you are here, you can get a lot out of it. Anytime you can sit in the sun, you can be by yourself. You can go in the mountains. You can go anywhere and be in, yeah? So you have to see what you really want when you are here. So most of the time, in my experience, is the mind that is tricking you, that holding you back. All the meditations and the techniques and the groups are is to get you out of your normal, how you know yourself, to show you different sides of yourself, new situations. And then you will see the new self. in new ways. But the other side also, if you sit comfortable, if you are totally at peace, if you are totally blissed out and happy, why do anything? Because that is what all the goals of all the meditations are for. So that only you can decide. But be aware of the mind, because the mind many times wants to hold you back. So when you are here, my suggestion is you do as much as you can, because you are here and a lot of things are happening. Then when you are finished, in 1 week or 1 day or 3 weeks you go home, you can sit as much as you want in the sun. But it's totally up to you. Don't feel any guilt about it. Don't have any trips about it. You are totally free. It's totally up to you. But that's how it works. All the techniques disappear the more and more you get into your own being. I was so used to doing all kinds of groups and leading groups and doing meditations, and I tried everything when I lived in the Osho commune. But when a shift happened for me, it was so new that I even tried to do it because out of old habits. But there was no point anymore, because why? I was all the time peaceful. I was all the time happy. Why do anything then? All the techniques was to do that. You do meditation because maybe you get a glimpse of peace, of silence, of stopping the mind, of relief. But if you are there all the time, it disappears by itself. But be aware of the mind. And if that comes over you, that you are totally silent, peaceful, then why do anything? Just embrace it. Because to go anywhere maybe disturbs it. And that can also become a trip. You have to go. Then it becomes stress even to go to the meditations. That I have also seen. So it's very personal. You have to be true to yourself. What is the truth in this moment? As far as I'm concerned, you should be in meditation every moment. It doesn't belong to between 5 or 6 or 12 and 1. I totally understand you, and all this, you see, we have so many different people, and around me and around any place like this, like a Sangha, and many seekers are coming. You have people who are totally new, who is just starting on the trip, that is still scratching their head and wondering what is going on here. You have some that is totally into it, they have found the place of their life and open up something totally new. They're so excited because their being, their heart, their consciousness is that opening. You have some that is more settled, and you have some that is totally puddings and settled down and know that there's nowhere to go. You have all the different stages. And that is also very helpful, because you have people who is walking next to you, you have people who are walking a little bit behind you, you have some people that is a little bit ahead of you. You can learn a lot, you can grow much quicker. You just have to be open and share like friends. That is what a Buddha feel is. So you just have to be very, very truthful with yourself. That is the only thing I can say. Okay, Ravi?
Okay.
Sounds good?
Sounds very good.
Okay. If it sounds good, it's right. Easy is right. That's the truth. And if it doesn't taste good, it's not right. Or you're not ready to eat what is right. Well, it depends. So it's the same here. There's so many different people that you have to have some kind of rules in a way. Because people by nature is lazy. And they want to hold themselves back. They don't know what is best for themselves. And in the beginning, it's very important that you push yourself. Because you want to, I get dizzy of all this breathing. So you should put your total energy here and then digest it when you are finished and see what you learned, what you felt, what you experience from it. And if it's anything that is good, you bring it with you. And if it's something that is not good, you leave it. That is up to you. But I never liked any rules. All rules should come from yourself. Just beware of the mind, because the mind is very tricky. But no, the God says that it will be nice weather, so you will don't need to be so panically if the sun comes, because even if you sit in the silent sitting for 1 hour, the sun will wait for you also. So you can have both. And that's the best, no? You can have both. Then sitting a little bit in the shadow, sitting a little bit in the sun. And then it's even more nice to go in the sun, no? It's like that. Just like that it is. Don't choose. Just be available. And that's what meditation is. Just be available for the moment, for here and now. But as soon as you start thinking about it, then the mind is down. No? Even that takes practice to be spontaneous, to allow yourself to be spontaneous. And this is something you can play with when you go back also in your life. Just have some time, 1 week, 2 weeks, wherever, 1 year, the rest of your life even better. Just where you feel, you do whatever you want to. You have no rules, no schedule. That is very freeing, you know, especially if you're used to having a tight schedule. It's almost impossible now for people to do that because they have to have schedules. So even in your holiday, they make schedules. It's good not have any schedule, just sleep and eat and go for a walk as much as you. Even in, you wake up 2 o'clock in the night, you go for a walk like that. It's very good. You break your schedule. Otherwise you become very fixed. And life is very fluid, no? It's changing all the time. I have no rules, no regulations, no teaching either. Only love I have. Thank you.